The following podcast is intended for listeners over the age of 18. It contains mature subjects and adult discussion. Listener discretion is advised. As we are not doctors or psychologists, all advice is for novelty purposes only. All advice and discussion comes from our own personal experiences. Yours may well be different.
Welcome to the Swing Set. Climb on up. There's always a swing available. On Life on the Swing Set, the podcast, we explore open relationships and swinging. The pleasures and passions, the promise and pitfalls. We discuss all aspects of swinging in a fun, open, and welcoming fashion with a gleam in our eye, a bounce in our step, our hand down your pants. Ooh, sorry, got ahead of myself. We may be biased. In fact, we most certainly are. But we don't sugarcoat, and each of us speaks honestly and earnestly about our thoughts, ideas, and experiences throughout our very own lives on the swing set. Thanks for swinging by.
Hello, welcome to Life on the Swing Set, the podcast. I'm Cooper Beckett. This is episode 24, Where Do They Get Those Wonderful Toys? And this is a very, very special holiday episode for you. It's, it's the season of giving sexy presents and other presents, but really there's nothing better than a sexy present. So here's some things that we like in the sexy toy arena, and maybe something that you might like. So with me tonight is...
Hi, everybody. It's Ginger.
It's Dylan.
Hi, this is Sasha.
This is She-Ra B-Cats.
And so before we get going with this, we didn't have much time for business last week because we had a lot to cover with Kendra Holiday and her massive coming out show. So does anyone have any business that they'd like to discuss?
Oh, geez, I have a ton of business I have to discuss, or I'd love to discuss, but I'll keep it sweet and short and just say that I had a series of epiphanies over the last couple weeks. I know that I had mentioned that I was getting back into the swing of things, and that was totally a terrible pun intended, so I apologize for all of you, because, yeah, it's a great way to start out the show, you know. But, Tony and I have been...
Is that a clink in the background?
That was totally a clink. I can give you another one, too, right here.
Yay! So,
oh, and we are all drinking tonight.
Yeah, not necessary, but definitely.
Do you feel like you need to disclose, Cooper?
After episode the bisexuality episode, I feel there should be a disclaimer every time any of us are drinking, because I could tell that I was really trying really hard not to appear to have been drinking.
Well, that was a big episode for you.
Well, yes.
So, I understand.
So your epiphanies, go on.
Well, let's just stick with the big one. But, we'd started going out a lot and meeting a lot of new people. And so, we went to a swinger party, one of Cooper's swinger parties, and had a great time. And I started to realize I have trouble saying no to people, especially good-looking women that are all in my face and ready to hop on top of me,
All up in your business?
Oh, yeah. And so I've had a classic problem with that, whether it's in just normal relationships or, in swinging. And so I started to... I didn't have that problem here, but what I realized was that I have a problem, getting it up or being intimate with someone or whatever if I do it too quickly. So as much as I just want to really hop in bed with somebody, I need to keep it low and get to know them as a person, because if I don't know somebody as a person other than just a goddess, beautiful woman, sex object in front of me that I'm gonna have hours and hours of fun with, if I don't get to know them as people, something doesn't click with me. And so when that something doesn't click with me, I have a hard time getting an erection. And then, it's nothing that I have a problem with. I mean, I got over that a long time ago. We had a really old episode of talking about, guys having issues getting it up. And so, since then, I've gotten over that and generally had no real issues. But, this would be part of the ongoing troubleshooting process of me being a swinger.
I love troubleshooting being a swinger.
Well, see, I'm an IT guy, so, troubleshooting is kind of part of my vocabulary. So as nerdy as it sounds, it's, it is what it is.
It's excellent. It's I feel like the Windows troubleshooting wizard should pop up. Are you having a problem maintaining an erection? Yes or no? Did this solve the problem?
Oh, creepy.
Keep a little paperclip in your pants. Yep.
Well, that little guy, he likes to say, so I see you're writing a letter to Swingers.
So I see you're recording a podcast. So, once I realized it, I started going back and thinking, well, when have I had issues like this before swinging? And I realized I had a very long history of getting really intimate with people really early on and then not wanting to have sex with them because I felt held back or morally held back or whatever it was. You know, maybe it had something to do with the Catholicism that we've gone in depth on before and talked about, or maybe it was just I had a weird moral compass, maybe due to the said Catholicism, I don't know. But that's carried forward with me into you know, the intimate situations I have now, and I didn't really realize it until now. So I don't know if I ever really want to be somebody that fucks on the first date all the time, but I'd like it to be an option, because, you know, lots of people are very cool, and even if it isn't an option for me ever, it's just nice to know that there's a reason behind the way my body works as opposed to the way my head works, or, you know, my head works. So,
Dylan, can I say something really cliche?
Yeah.
It happens to lots of guys, I have to say. Like, I've had one interaction, and actually this can be my business that I'll tell after we're through this. No, I've had one interaction in the last, I don't know, 5 years that worked well the first time. So I think that most guys have a little bit of something going on the first couple times that they're with a woman.
I didn't realize there was such a high hit percentage, or I guess miss percentage, on the first meetup.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You hear about that a lot.
And it goes both ways. Either they can't get it up, or they come, like, immediately. So.
Yeah, well, I can definitely attest to the coming immediately on my first sexual experience ever, so that was amusing.
I'm sure you laughed long and hard about that.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, that was one of my many epiphanies that I've had over the last 2 weeks. And I swear, it's been happening left and right. I think I had 5 or 6 a couple Fridays ago, and it just wouldn't stop coming, so I've started to write them down and go over them. So.
This story is just full of innuendo. Double speak innuendo, it's filthy. It's filthy, Dylan.
I only meant 2 of them, I swear.
Ginger caught one that I said that I didn't mean. I heard her laughing there.
I did.
Well, now that I'm done being terrible, my business is over, so continue.
Well, my short business here before we get to Shira is just how happy I am to have the beautiful Sasha Darling back with us.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
It has been far too long, and what a perfect episode to bring you back for.
Hey, Sasha.
The toy episode.
Give me a second. I need to go upstairs and put some chocolate syrup in the microwave. I'll be right back.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back. It is a perfect episode for me. I love my toys. All of them.
Absolutely.
All the totefuls of toys.
So now, you Shira, know. You had some business.
I did. I had some really sexy business, actually. I'm pretty thrilled. Being a polyamorous, I don't actually get to have sex with a lot of new people very often, but I got to have sex with someone new recently, and not only that, I had a one-night stand, and it was completely beautiful. Like, it could not have been more perfect. I recently went to New York City. It was my first trip to New York City, and I went all alone, and I was staying in the middle of Times Square all alone, and I was a little sad. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do out here? And I ended up meeting this really lovely Southern boy from Alabama who was just completely adorable. An amazing one-night stand while looking down at Times Square out the window, and it was just... It was completely beautiful, and it was nice. It was so nice to have something that wasn't complicated, and like I said before, worked on the first try. And so it was just really great. So that's my business. I'm very excited about it.
Well, that sounds great.
Wow. Yeah, that's some good business.
I too want to meet a nice Southern boy in Times Square.
You know, can I take pictures?
Maybe.
Yeah, really.
You know, Dylan, the way to Shira's heart is through a man's cock in another man's ass.
Well,
or tongues in mouths. I mean, really, really just any combination of those two men make her all Twitter-pated like I've never seen.
Well, you know, apparently if you're going over, you know, my past record with women, all you have to do is ask, and apparently it's going to happen.
Just not on the first date, maybe, huh?
That's right.
Well, so then let's jump right in here to the toy spectacular. I mean, right off the bat, we're not telling you what to buy. We're telling you what we like. And none of this is at all informed by free product we've received. The only reason it would be informed by free product we've received is if we got something and we just absolutely loved it. The key is, would we buy it on our own? And that's how we're dealing with this show tonight. So none of this should be construed as advertising in any way, shape, or form. So first, what I'd like to ask is about your first sex toy, because this is an interesting thing, because most of us, I would say, since first sex toys, we've evolved a little bit in terms of what we expect from sex toys. So I want to start with Sasha, since she's back from her long break, and I want to hear about your first toy, Sasha.
My very first toy was this purple, just basic, simple, straight little vibrator. It turned on at the bottom, turned off at the bottom, you know. Maybe it was about 6 or 7 inches long. It wasn't very big, not much bigger than a quarter, probably. And, you know, I hid it between my mattresses so much. I hid it there and forgot about it. And when I went to move, I had friends helping me. And when we moved the mattress, I had some other friends find it. And we were, you know, I turned all red and hid it, you know, ran quickly and threw it somewhere else in some box randomly. Because, you know, I was so young then. And I didn't know if my friends played with toys or didn't. Or, you know, I mean, it was like, oh, you know.
So how old were you with the first toy?
Oh, God. Probably 22.
22, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really young, but I wasn't really, you know what I mean? I didn't explore them quite like I do now.
Well, no, you've come a long way from that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you don't still have said purple toy, do you?
No. That got lost. You know what? I'm those less expensive toys, I'm pretty good at wearing them out. And I'm pretty sure that's probably what happened to it. You know, when you're beginning, you buy like the, you know, you don't want to buy like the $6 toy, but you're sure, you know, certainly not going to spend $100 on a toy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so I'm sure it was maybe $20. And yeah, I'm sure I wore it out.
The first sex toy I ever purchased was from a one of those joke stores. And it was a, you remember the color computers used to be before they got all cool, you know, they were that
dull gray.
Weird the tannish color, you know. Mm-hmm. where
that's the same color that my first toy was.
Yeah. Monitors.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It was that color. Mm-hmm. Shiny plastic. We had it was a double pack. It came with the big one that I think was the exact same vibrator in Parenthood, in that exciting scene where they thought it was a candle. And or a flashlight, and a little clit vibe, though I just assumed it was for when you were, you know, doing smaller penetration stuff. This was with my first sexual partner. We played with that hardly at all, and they got lost somewhere. She said she has one of them still. I was just talking to her about that, actually. But they were terrible. And they ran on C batteries.
C batteries?
Wow.
Really?
Who stocks C batteries? You know,
did you have to be around to fit a C battery?
Oh, it was just slightly larger than a C battery.
I was just thinking, if I had to find a C battery, I'd have to raid, you know, one of my kids' toys. Or...
At least they weren't G batteries, you know, because
as opposed
batteries...
to the remote,
yes,
or the wireless mouse,
right?
I was good for stealing them out of there.
Yeah, not that I've ever done that.
No.
Oh, no. Well, Cooper, I have to say, mine was the same color and similar. It sounds like the similar package and came from a similar place, probably. I think Prof bought it for me. But what I do remember about it was, I definitely remember the color, but I also remember that it had basically like a very loose dial.
Yes.
At the bottom. Mm-hmm. So if you were trying to kind of fine tune that vibration, if you were like, you know, trying to get the most out of your toy, it's like you'd have it like right there and then you'd go to dial it just a little bit and it would like go at like full speed and then you'd try to turn it down and it'd turn off. And it was just like, it was crazy making trying to get anywhere with it because you couldn't make it do exactly what you wanted it to do. It kind of had a mind of its own. So it wasn't a very satisfactory experience.
Addressing just that right off the bat here, both of us probably got that about the same time, maybe, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Look at the sex toy industry since that point. There, when
my goodness,
most sex toys were exactly that toy.
Mine was exactly yours too, but just purple.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed.
Oh,
you got
okay.
A purple.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It was exactly the same, but it was purple, and it had a black cap at the bottom that, just like yours, you turned it, you know, and it was either like you had to turn it way far to make it go fast, or it barely did anything if you, you know, wanted it to vibrate slower.
Oh, sure.
And we lost the little one up the butt.
Oh,
because
that's a problem.
It didn't have any flair to it, you know.
No flair.
Okay, next up, who's going next, Shira or Dylan?
I'll go next. So you guys, I'm sorry, Cooper. How old were you when you got your first toy?
I'm gonna say 18.
Okay.
Oh my.
Okay, so I was a little bit adventurous, I guess. So my first sex toy, I did not buy, I had. I had this thing, and it was not actually made to be a sex toy, but I turned it into one, and I turned it into a rather poor sex toy, I will be quite ashamed to admit. So try as I might, it never quite worked out for me. But does everyone remember the Squiggle Wiggle Rider pen?
Oh, you're not the only one who turned the Squiggle Wiggle pen into sex toy. I can guarantee you that.
And so my Squiggle Wiggle Rider pen, yeah. So around the time that I was 13 years old, I was living in Utah. And you want to talk about repressed subcultures. I know Catholicism can be pretty bad, but I don't know if anyone has it quite as bad as those Mormons. And I love Mormon people. Let me put it out there. I'm just saying it's a rather sexually repressed culture. And so I was completely at a loss when I was a kid trying to figure out orgasms and how to have one because I've heard rumors of them and, you know, it's around that time. So I tried out the old Squiggle Wiggle Rider pen and it just did absolutely nothing for me, but it didn't keep me from trying for months and months on end.
I think that was that was probably what, very late 90s, very early 2000s?
Early 2000s. No, not that young.
just guessing.
No, I want to say it was late. It was late 90s.
Okay. So it was to that era what the Harry Potter recalled vibrating broomstick was to.
Probably.
Or so.
Yeah, that's
seriously. Right. There was a product. It got recalled because it was shaped like a broomstick and vibrated. I mean, come on.
Well, if you remember, there were some Amazon reviews on that broomstick, the Nimbus 2000 or whatever it was that were just unbelievably hilarious. And it's not just hilarious. I mean, understated, you know, dual meaning paragraphs and pages of text that were just fantastically written that could have been benign if taken in a benign way. But
I know a few girls who enjoyed the other side of Tickle Me Elmo as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's tickle that thing, and it started vibrating.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Which brings us to Dylan.
Oh, okay. Well,
now this is for you, or used, or invented, like She-Ra.
Okay, for me, the first toy that I used, and if you remember, I told a story a long time ago of my first sexual experience, which is, you know, masturbation experience, and being the repressed young lad I was 17. I'd been having many, many sexual dreams before then, but the first one that was, you know, actually conscious was when I was 17. So shortly afterwards, I don't remember what this was originally used for, but I think it might have been as an ice pack and a heat pack. But there was this device that had, it was kind of like a cylinder with two just cups on the end, and then around it was this gel sleeve that was all one unit. So if you took the gel sleeve off, it would kind of roll in on itself, and it was kind of smushy and gel-shaped, and, you know, you'd stick this heated or cold rod in the middle of it, and, well, you know, it would make
and,
the gel
and where
cold
did you
hot.
Put your heated rod?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious where it went, but what I would do was I would, I'd go take a shower, and I would run it under the hot water, and until it got really nice and warm, and bordering on hot. And then I'd slide myself in and slide myself out. And it worked great until I was in the bathtub one time and got a little bit too excited and ended up bursting it open. And then all of a sudden I have blue goo all over myself. And it's like, oh, I don't know what to do. And it was sticky and wouldn't come off with the water. And it just...
how do you explain that one?
Well, as far as my parents knew, I just took a couple-hour-long shower. Which, you know, I'm sure made things much better to them.
You know, they just assumed you were masturbating in there anyway when you were taking a couple-hour-long shower.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't make any very good inroads there with my parents, I'm sure. That was the first one that I had kind of repurposed for that. The first toy I really purchased for myself would probably have to be these... cock sleeves, maybe. It's not like a cock. Not like
those. Are the ones
cock
that are still sitting in that drawer of yours.
They aren't the same ones. I had kind of had a reemergence of those. So yeah, I do have a new set of those. But
a renaissance, as it were.
A cock sleeve renaissance. It's a new day and age for cock sleeves, apparently. But yeah,
an awesome band name.
Cock sleeve renaissance.
Yes.
Writing that down on the list. Yeah. Getting the domain name. Done and done. So what I would do is I would flip these things in reverse. So instead of them being for her pleasure, they were for my pleasure. And I would get the larger ones because then they would have a little bit of play and I'd be able to move them up and down myself. And, you know, that's how those worked. And with a little bit of lube, those actually worked fairly well. And I hadn't used those in about 5 or 6 years, but... those work pretty well, and so I don't use them the same way now, but that was the first purchase.
Now have they moved on to her pleasure?
They have moved on definitely to her pleasure. Excellent. So you could say that I was blue all over. Ha ha ha! Got it.
Let's not say that.
All right, I'm logging off now.
Okay, well now we'll move on to the holiday buyer portion of mm-hmm. tonight's program. So we're not gonna all blow our wads figuratively at once here by going through, you know, I've asked everybody to sort of think about their favorite toys and the things that if they were talking to a friend who said, I want one sex toy, what would it be? I've had everybody think about that, and so I'm gonna go around, we're gonna have everybody talk about one of them. Each of them, and then we're going to go around again, and we're going to be very freeform and hippie-ish here tonight. So, who thinks they have the best toy? Who's first?
I have a new favorite toy. If you want, I can go first.
You have a new favorite? It replaced the Ina? Wow! Okay.
This is my new favorite solo toy. Okay, it's called the Toy Friend, and Toy Friend is the maker. It's called Nosy. Okay. It has just like the little straight handle, and it has a clip. It's waterproof. so it's good. It has a button on the end of it that has a little, you know, you click it and it goes high, low, and it has several different rhythms to it. But my favorite part is as it goes straight up, it bends out and then it has this big part at the top that comes back in. So you slide that part inside and it hits your G-spot, but the part that, like, it has like this elbow almost in it. So why that part is hitting my G-spot, that elbow part is vibrating my clit outside.
Well, and that sounds awesome.
Wow.
And I rock it back and forth. You know, so the rocking motion hits both spots at the same time. And I kid you not, is my new favorite toy for solo play.
Oh, very cool.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at pictures of what you're describing right now. Which one is yours now? Do you have the yellow?
It's the nosy. It's yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the yellow one. Okay.
Do you see how it bends like that?
I do.
So that big part at the top goes slides in, and then that bent part, it just fits
that's
so
the part
perfectly.
That stays out. Gotcha.
And for our listeners, if you bring up our webpage, we're going to have links to all of these products, mm-hmm. so you can see what they look like and not just rely on our somewhat mediocre ability to explain. And that was not a criticism of you, Sasha.
No,
it was a criticism
I
of us all. I think we're going to get so lost in the, oh, it's awesome and orgasms and blah, and we're going to totally forget about the, well, this is how it works and here's the mechanics and all that. So mm-hmm. please go on our website and take a look.
The part of it, but this one, it has like this elbow, so it's not like a rabbit. Like it actually is like pressing on your clit outside, not just like vibrating up next to it. I think that's where the difference in it comes for me, you know, that I enjoy it more.
Sasha, as a side here, since I thought you were going to talk about the Ina, because I know how much you love the Ina,
mm-hmm.
Marilyn and I found a new use for it.
Oh,
the Ina is from Lilo, and it's a rabbit type vibrator. It's got a main insertable part and then a clit part. And what's really cool about the Ina is it's actually two vibrators instead of two motors instead of one single one.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we slipped the main portion into Marilyn's ass and the clit part into her pussy, and then I fucked her on top of it.
Oh.
So it was dual action vibrating double penetration.
It's almost like a Wii vibe, but turned around.
I recommend giving that one a try.
Very interesting.
Swing Set's got to take a break, so please stay with us. You're listening to Life on the Swing Set, a podcast by and for the sexually open. We remind you that all advice and opinions on our show are products of our individual experiences in the lifestyle and should in no way be taken as anything more than commentary. Your mileage will most certainly vary. If you'd like to reach us for advice, to ask a question, or to leave a comment, email us at contact@lifeontheswingset.com or leave us a voicemail at 573-55-SWING. That's 573-557-9464. As always, thanks for listening. Now back to our show.
Ginger, tell me about your favorite.
Well, it's funny that you call on me, Cooper, as I'm pouring a little more wine and employing...
I'm also pouring a little bit more wine here.
Perfect. And I'm turning this one down. I'm very entertained by all the sex toys that I have in front of me. But hearing you talk, Sasha, about how you use your nosy is interesting because the toy that I'm loving right now is called the G-Key. And that's G-K-I, interestingly, by Jeju. And it is...
Would they have come up with a more difficult for the American purchasing public?
I know. But it's easy to remember because it's the key to your G-spot. That's the whole idea of the toy. It's the mm-hmm. G-key. And Jeju, the translation of Jeju is I play. So I play with my G-spot. So there you go. I know. Isn't that fun? So it's easy to remember.
And today it's the more you know.
So it's sadly not charged right now, but I have it in my hands. But it's interesting because it's a waterproof product. It's like you can, you know, do all kinds of crazy stuff in the shower or whatever, but it's meant to start gently to stimulate your G-spot, and then as you want to adjust it, you can adjust it in two separate places to kind of bend it so it's almost, I mean, it's curved as opposed mm-hmm. to straight, and it does the exact same thing that you're describing. It stimulates mm-hmm. your G-spot while you're kind of rocking it and stimulating your clit at the same time. And you can do all different kinds of, I think it goes, it vibrates, but then it goes into a pulse and then a double pulse
the
and
rhythms.
You know, the rhythms exactly. So, but it's awesome.
I'm going to add something to what you just said. You know what?
Yeah.
Also for women, because they're all shaped differently inside.
Yeah.
Some of them need, it's like a little vertebrae kind of in there that you can click and, you know,
like
bend it.
Barbie's
because,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
Because some women are shaped differently, that vertebrae also allows them to find their G-spot better also.
And I wouldn't be surprised at all if they were actually inspired by Barbie's knee, because I knew a girl who used to play with Barbie's leg.
Well, and it's really cool that way. I mean, that you can adjust it, because mm-hmm. what I found is a lot of G-spot toys that I've tried, you can't get a lot of pressure. Like the more pressure you try to put on it, the toy just kind of gives, or it doesn't have the right curve to really, you know, give yourself that pressure. And this toy doesn't, you know, the G key doesn't, because you can adjust
it doesn't flex.
It doesn't flex, exactly. So you can actually mm-hmm. really, you know, go for that amazing G spot orgasm, or the blended orgasm, or you can, yeah, I mean, do all kinds of awesome things. So it's the one that I have within arm's reach.
Okay, Shiro, what do you got?
Okay, so if we're going to talk about favorite toys ever right now, I'm going really boring and very classic. I tend not, you know, I like sex toys a lot, but I don't know if I would call myself a connoisseur, so I'm going pretty basic here, and I'm going to talk about the Hitachi Magic Wand.
I just bought Marilyn that for her birthday, and we went from zero to coming in 2 seconds. It was amazing.
Oh, God.
So the Hitachi Magic Wand is actually not marketed as a sex toy. It's put out there as a personal massager. It's lovely because you do not need batteries. It has a cord that you just plug into the wall. And because it is plugged into the wall and you're not depending on batteries to power this thing, you get a lot of power out of it. It is a very big toy. It's about a foot long, or maybe a little bit bigger. It's pretty big, unwieldy if you're having partnered sex. But when you're alone, it's amazing, especially if you rely heavily on clitoral stimulation and you need a lot of it, because it is very high powered. I really enjoy that. I'm always talking to my friends and suggesting, oh, go get this, and they all think I'm crazy, but yes, absolutely love the Hitachi Magic Wand. There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of different vendors that will make attachments. I just recently saw someone making a smaller, more wieldy Hitachi Magic Wand. I haven't tried it, so I'm not gonna, so I don't know exactly who the vendor is for that one, but love the Magic Wand.
We have a Natural Contours version of the Hitachi that's 100% rechargeable, which is very cool. But I will say, just on having had the Hitachi for 2 weeks here, the power coming off that thing is, you know, a huge degree higher than the power coming off the rechargeable.
I think I might spontaneously combust. I really do.
We can test that.
Okay.
We can. Sit tired down and test it.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Now you're talking.
Is that under the bed restraints?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, that sounds mm-hmm. like fun.
Okay. Dylan, you want to go, or I got mine, too?
No, I'm ready to go.
Okay,
so
you tell us.
So, you know, I don't use a lot of sex toys for myself, just because I like the doing. But one thing I do like a lot, it's called the All-Star Enhancer Ring. I've been a decent fan of cock rings for a while, and this one mixes it up a little. It has Just a normal cock ring, and it's a little ribbed. It's nothing substantial. It's nothing that really gets in the way of the rest of the cock. And it's nothing that puts a lot of pressure on it. Just, you know, it sits there. It does what a cock ring does, but it also has a second loop on it that you kind of wrap around your balls. And it isn't too terribly restrictive, like other things that I've seen or tried. But it just gives it a whole different feel. I like my balls touched, and in the midst of sex, it kind of puts them right up and out in front and makes them harder to ignore. I don't know if that's a good way of putting it.
You will not let your balls be ignored.
That's right. I am sick and tired of them having ignored. So it puts them right out there. And it's a cheap little toy or a cheap little, you know, ring, but it works really well.
And what brand is this?
So yeah, it's the California Exotics All-Star Enhancer Ring.
Fun.
Yep.
Interesting.
Okay, now I've been trying to figure out what I should lead with my favorite toy, because I have some that are for just me, and then I have my favorite toys to use with Marilyn, and Marilyn really wanted to be here for tonight's show, but we are just before Thanksgiving, and she's been tasked to bake 3 different pumpkin pies, and not just 3 pumpkin pies, 3 different types of pumpkin pies, including a pumpkin pie cheesecake. So she, I could see the stress on her face when she was prepping to come on the show tonight, and I just said, maybe you want to just make the pies and be relaxed and not have to worry about something else. So I do want to mention her favorite, which is the Lilo Eno, but she did just get 2 of Lilo's Insignia line, which is their brand new line. And what's awesome about this, and she's always, you know, Marilyn is one who wants to play in the tub. That is her playtime when she's in the bathtub. And so none of the Lilos, they're all water resistant, but you don't want to be submerging the backside of any of those because it's got the electronics and all that. So when I told her that the 2 new Lilos were 100% waterproof, she went absolutely apeshit. And we have a new review up on the website about these, but the Isla and the Soraya are, you know, Lilo has an amazing quality level. They are expensive, but they are worth every single penny. And the Isla and the Soraya from the Insignia line are just as awesome as the other products. So she wanted me to mention those. Now, I'm going to go with the Nexus Maximus dual-headed dildo, and I'm going to go with this for a very specific reason, is because this is just about the only thing I enjoy getting pegged with, and Marilyn loves using this with, we have an Aslan leather harness, and Sasha, I believe you are familiar with this combination.
I have to say, I very thoroughly enjoyed using those also.
And, there may have been an occasion where we used those together there.
Yes.
This is an amazing double-headed dildo. It's a lot like the Fieldo, and it's basically it's Nexus's answer to the Fieldo. And what the Fieldo is, it's a strapless strap-on. But at the same time, this cock with a little bulb on it that you hold inside, most of the girls that I've, you know, we have one and we've used it with several people. And most of the girls we've encountered have not been able to give it the grip it really needs with their kegel muscles.
You know what, Cooper, I have to say I was on the receiving end of the field, though, and I didn't enjoy that much either because she had to like, make sure she held it in there with her hand, and then her hand was in the way.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what's nice about the, I mean, the Fieldo can be used with a harness, but it's not nearly as wieldy as the Nexus Maximus with a harness. And the Maximus is a lot more flexible. It's still 100% silicone, but it's a lot more pliable. And, the curvature of the insertable end for the for the giver is it's curved so it goes right for the G spot, and I will tell you that one of the best sexual experiences I've had with my wife has been her fucking me with this thing. So I'm going to go with that one as my first favorite. And then I'll deal with the boys only toys after the round here. So that was everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah.
Who's got number two? Number two.
I have number two. I have to say my second favorite toy is my G-Pop.
Oh, yeah. That was on Marilyn's list as well.
Yes. I enjoy my G-Pop so much that I consider it a couple's toy because it gets me so excited. If I'm using it by myself, I let go of it. You know what I mean? And then I lose the excitement again. So I need somebody else to use it on me for me. You know, because like you start to get so excited, like you forget to use it, you know, when you're by yourself.
Now, Sasha, I don't know if you remember the day we met, but it was actually you talking about the G-Pop.
Yes.
That, that completely got me obsessed with talking to you again because I could see, I mean, first of all, the G-Pop is this metal rod.
Yes.
With basically a giant gumball on the end of it.
It is. It's like a very small cue ball, maybe the size of a golf ball, but it's more smooth like a cue ball. And it's about a 12-inch rod at the end. And people look at it, it looks like an extra large lollipop.
Yeah. And they freak out when they look at it. They just flip out.
It looks a bit intimidating.
Well, and nobody can figure out. It doesn't vibrate. It doesn't, you know, it's not thick. It doesn't look like a cock. It doesn't look like anything that would be a sex toy. But I kid you not, no matter where your G-spot is, you will find it with this toy. Oh, and wow. All it takes is your partner just slightly moving it back and forth once you get it to that right spot, and it's all over.
It comes in multiple sizes.
Yeah, huh. Multiple sizes.
The first time we were over at your house, I think we were trying to cram the largest G-spot into my wife's pussy.
Is it 2 5/8 inch? We're not talking about diameter. We're talking about across.
I mean, so it's enormous.
That one probably is cue ball size.
I think she could do it now. By the way, she's gotten past the DVP hump.
Oh, has she?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to try that again. But the cool thing about the G-Pop is it gives you such flexibility in terms for the person controlling it. This is not a solo toy, really. I don't know if you've used it solo, but I imagine
I've tried, and like I said, I start to get too excited. I can't move my hand enough to, you know, to keep going.
But what's awesome about it is since it's a sphere, you have all this area of connectivity. So no matter where you're tilting it, you still got that distinct pressure against the G-spot. I mean, this was the first toy I was able to really get an amazing gush out of Marilyn with, because it's just, you know, the long handle gives you all sorts of flexibility of motion, and
it's a thin handle, so yeah, it's very easily tilted all around.
The G-Pop's awesome. Good choice.
It looks totally hot. I'm looking at pictures right now. It looks like a lot of fun.
Well, you know what, also, Cooper, do you know it? You can insert that into Marilyn, and then if you straddle the stick and insert with her, the G-Pop will lower, and your penis will hit it, and your penis will be bumping up and hitting her G-spot.
Now it is possible that we've tried that, and it worked. It's possible.
So it can be a couple's toy in that way also.
On your recommendation, in fact, I think we tried.
You know, I don't particularly care for that. I would just rather, you know, have somebody use it directly on me. And, you know, like Marilyn, I'm not a huge gusher, but that toy is soaking time.
Yeah, this is the big G-spot accelerator toy.
Yes.
Who's next?
Well, I have a second toy, one that was actually, I think, introduced to me the first time I met Sasha. It's one of the Enjoy Metal series. It's the Metal Enjoy Fun Wand Prostate or G-Spot Massager.
Yes,
it has a ball, a medium-sized ball on one end, and it's curved, from the middle, it's curved up into the larger ball. And then on the other side, it has three smaller tear-shaped balls that kind of, you know, start out small on the end and then a little bit larger and then a little bit larger. And so it's a nice multifunction toy. I like the metal toys a lot. I can be really imaginative with them. I know the first time I even saw a metal toy, I combined it with this little, you know, $15 clitoral vibrator and, you know, stuck the vibrator on the end of it and then stuck it into somebody else and, you know, got to vibrate the G-spot that way. And it worked fantastically. But, yeah, this thing has a lot of use and I definitely recommend it. It's, you know, obviously great for prostate stimulation. It's great for anal insertion, great for vaginal insertion. It's just a really nice all-purpose toy with a lot of uses.
That used to be one of my favorite toys before I found my G-pop, I have to tell you. And again, because it has the curve on the ball end, where I call the little three bead, you know, beads, like you're saying, on the other end, the mm-hmm. anal part, but mm-hmm. the other part where it's just the curve, because that is curved like that, and a ball, again, you know, almost like the ball of the G-pop, it's very versatile. It can hit anybody's G-spot because you can angle it any which way. It's not just like a straight mm-hmm. dildo going straight in, you know,
And it's one of those weighty toys. All of the Enjoy Metal toys have a lot of weight to them.
It's a stainless steel toy. I call it a forever toy. I explain, you know, your dog can, you know, chew on this. You can run it through the dishwasher. You can do whatever you want with it. It's not going anywhere, you know. It's stainless steel. It's heavy. What are you going to do to it that's going to ruin it?
We are big fans of the Enjoy toys, especially those, that one and the Pure Wand. And Marilyn and I actually used the one you're describing in the kind of thing that two girls do with a double dildo. She and I did with that thing, and it was pretty awesome, but very cold at the beginning. We needed to warm it a little bit more, I think, you know, and running it under a little bit of warm water, not hot water because that will make it scalding, but warm water. Those the Enjoy toys, you cannot go wrong with a good Enjoy toy.
Somebody that gives a lot of massages, I can attest to needing to prep whatever it is beforehand.
So my toy isn't so much a toy, but it is a definite must-have, and it is a lube. It is my favorite silicone-based lube, and it's called Pink. It comes in a very cute little bottle that is clear with a pretty pink label, and I kind of have a funny story behind it. One day I was in the city with a couple friends, and we saw Good Vibrations, which is the local female-run, very sex-positive, lovely, fantastic sex shops, and we walk in, and we all kind of look around, and we're looking at the lubes, and we're looking at the vibrators, and we're all like, ah, ha, ha, isn't this so much fun, and we all leave. An hour later, me and my boyfriend come back, and we're like, we have to go get that lube, and so we're standing in line, and we have the bottle of Pink there, because we had tried it, and it's just so slippery and lovely, and it feels like a million ball bearings have covered your skin, and you're just like sliding on top of it, and I'm standing in line, and I turn around and I look behind me, and two people down in line was the other friend that I had with the same bottle that I had at the store with me 2 hours earlier, with the same bottle of Pink. It's that good. Like, we both went back for it later, like, hee-hee, we're gonna go buy the lube now, and it was really funny, a really funny little coincidence. But yeah, it's amazing. Of course, it's silicone based, so it's not condom friendly, but they do have a condom friendly version that they call Pink Water. But
also,
yeah.
Very important, it's not most silicone, it's not most sex toy friendly, because most of the sex toys are made of silicone now.
Yep.
So very important, don't mix silicone lube with your silicone sex toys.
But it does turn your hands into wonderful sex toys. So I say it's a sex toy in and of itself.
Excellent. Okay, well, I've got one. And I've got, actually, I was introduced to the company Tenga not too long ago. And they make two products that I've really enjoyed and one product that was absolute horseshit. And it was so disappointing because the second toy I tried was the horseshit one. So it was just like, I found this amazing toy, which I will tell you is the Tenga Egg. And the Tenga
those
egg
are so cute.
Is this tiny, it's TPE. It's not silicone. It's a type of rubber, and it's called TPE. So you can use it with silicone lube, which is pretty cool. And it's a texturized sleeve that's the size of an egg, and it comes in a little Easter egg cup. And you put some lube inside it, and you put it over your cock, and you just go to town. And what's great about it is it's so slight that it doesn't really alter what you normally would do. So, you know, I know as a man who has been doing this for a long time, I have a very distinct style of masturbation. And it doesn't alter that in any way except for improving the quality of the sensation like 10 to 15 fold. You know,
oh, Cooper. Now I'm sitting here wondering what your distinct style of masturbation is.
He takes his hand and he puts it on his cock.
That's not quite so distinct.
No, that is, yes.
Which Tenga egg did you have?
I've actually had three of them.
Okay.
Stars, spiderweb, crisscross. I've had a few of them. I'll put them on the blog themselves.
Okay.
The one, oddly enough, the first one I got was far less textured than the other two. You know, the other two had like nodules and bumps inside. And the first one was my favorite of them because it was just a slight enhancement. And it, the one thing it does is, I mean, you're putting this thing over your cock, and I actually had, I stared at this for a while, and then I typed in how to use a Tenga egg, as I actually did with my other Tenga products, because it's not immediately apparent how exactly you want to use this thing. And what's amazing about it is it stretches so easily that it just goes right over the cock and slides very easily. And I mean, it's the cheapest male masturbator that works on the market. There's a whole host of shit cheap male masturbation sleeves, and stay far, far away from them. You know, if you want to spend $10 and get a masturbation sleeve that's actually of value, get the Tenga egg. It's pretty fucking awesome.
How many times were you able to use it? Because I know they say they're one, you know, single time use. But
yeah, they're designed as single time use. But I, you know, I've washed them out and I've used them several times, and they do start to lose their shape. So I can see how, you know, I'd say my first one I got maybe 10 good uses out of.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, that's a solid amount of time for a masturbator. That's of quality. You know, you get a lot of these, and it's just absolute shit.
So, since we're thinking holiday show, can I just make a suggestion that any wife or girlfriend who has somebody who travels, it would be a nice little surprise in the suitcase.
Oh yes, and say a little note that says, "Use this thinking of me."
Yes.
That's a great idea.
And the best part about the Tenga eggs is they actually come in, you can buy them in an egg crate of six. So it's adorable, and it comes in a variety pack. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong there. It's it's fucking awesome. I love the Tenga egg. Even if the Tenga company never responds to anything I ever ask them, because they're a fully Asian integrated company that is not very extensive into the Americas. Amazon has them, actually. They recommended them for me with some weird books. I wasn't sure what that was about. Maybe it's because I just bought that big package of condoms from Amazon. I actually got the Tenga eggs as a recommendation. It was very interesting.
Your reoccurring purchase?
Yes, my subscription purchase. I subscribe to the egg, and I get one.
It's so funny that you talked about getting the big package of condoms from Amazon. You have to be careful when you buy those. I actually bought one of those big packages for my little brother when he became sexually active. He was 16 or so, and he didn't want to ask mom, and so he called his big sister and said, "I need condoms." And I sent him that, and it came with, actually, my mom found it. It came with, like, this little sex toy, and she was so mad. She's like, "I understand the condom, but do you have to send him sex toys?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
I just did the Magnum subscription.
Okay.
I get 2 36 boxes every 6 months. You know, there you go. To keep me flesh in condoms.
And then I got them one of the variety packs, and I guess one of them came with a vibrating cock ring. And funny family story for the holiday season.
So it's not Christmas if it's not an embarrassing masturbation story.
May not be a masturbation story, but I caught mono once from kissing my cousin. Kissing hello.
And moving on.
So you lived in Utah too, is what you're telling me.
Ginger, tell me about your next favorite sex toy.
Well, my next favorite is, it's a combination toy and just kind of healthy pelvic floor trainer, the Lilo Luna Beads. I'm a big fan. They come with four separate weights. It's kind of hard to describe, but, I'm sure we'll have the link to the picture, but, four separate weights, you use two at a time, and you put them in a silicone kind of, I don't know, figure eight harness. Yeah, figure eight harness. It looks like figure eight or something of the sort. So you put them in and then you slide them up inside yourself, and you can use them for exercising the Kegels and, you know, really toning your pelvic floor, or I should say, you can use them for making very, very vanilla events much more entertaining for yourself because you know you have your Luna beads in and no one else does. So
Marilyn's first day of wearing those at her office, she told me she had to keep she does this thing after an incredibly sexy experience where she just goes,
Yeah.
And she said that it was so hard because every time she would move her chair up or down,
right,
they would shake inside her, and she'd say, And then people would say, "What are you so happy about?" And she couldn't explain it.
Oh, it's lovely. And yeah, so inside the circles, the little balls inside kind of bounce around. So if you're, you know, bending over, or I mean, not necessarily exercising, I mean, but, you know, just kind of moving about in the world, you get these little, you know, Marilyn moments, yeah, where you're like, and it's very entertaining. So
I think it's so funny because I noticed that about her too. Her little,
Yeah, if you go back and listen to the girls podcast, you hear that all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
And Ginger, you know what? The good thing about your Luna Beads, they are strengthening your Kegel muscles, which means that when you're having sex, you are more in control.
Yay!
Because you can tighten that muscle and you can actually stop him from coming in or from going out.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Or just hold it tight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So not only as you move through the world do you get a little sensation, you're also exercising.
Well, there you go. Yay. So, I like having my little secret.
What's this? We're out of time? Yeah, it seems that this very special holiday episode of Life on the Swing Set ran a little bit long. And by a little bit, I mean a lot. So, I'm splitting her in half. So, this week, we're going to get part one, where we are still fairly sober. And then if you tune in next week, as a little added incentive, we talk about bad sex toys, including one that's a pair of tits with a pussy in the middle, so you gotta tune in for that. And the best part about that discussion is both Dylan and I are pretty much blitzed by that point. So tune in next week to episode 25, which will be part two of Where Do They Get Those Wonderful Toys. Until then, what we need you to do to help us out is first like us on Facebook at facebook.com/theswingset. Next up, go ahead and follow us on Twitter, because Twitter's always a great place to get new information and up-to-date things, including Twitterotica, which is a goofy-ass little thing that Ginger and I have been playing with. You can follow us at Swingset Life on Twitter. email us at contact@lifeontheswingset.com and send us an email or a question or a comment. Talk about this show. Recommend toys that you like especially. Tell us what you got your lover or boyfriend or girlfriend or best friend for Christmas or Hanukkah or any of the other miscellaneous holidays that are at this time of year that may or may not be of the religious or foolish orient. Give us a call at 573-55-SWING, and that's 573-557-9464, especially if you are sick and tired of Cooper making vaguely offensive remarks about religion. But especially at this, the most holy time of year where Santa Claus rose from the grave to bring all the good little boys and girls presents, and the Krampus came to cane some girls' asses, I think. I've been trying to figure that out, but you know, the Krampus seems like a horny little bastard. I completely lost my train of thought. In any case, thank you all for swinging by. Have a happy holiday. Tune in next time for the part two. And before we go, I have a very special coming out message from one of our friends.
Hey guys, this is your pal Sarah, and I wanted to call you up, and I wanted to come out, not as a swinger, but as a Catholic. I'm a Catholic girl, born and raised, rejected it for a few years, but now I'm a full-on swinger, and I'm a full-on churchgoer. I totally will go to parties on Saturday night, get my brains fucked out by tons of people, do unspeakable dirty acts, and then promptly, if I'm not too tired, wake up on Sunday morning and I will totally go to church. Oh God, like nobody seems to want to admit that they may be a swinger and then also be religious. I don't think it's incompatible. I wish more people could admit that they're both. I don't necessarily agree with everything in the Catholic Church, but I do know that I have a very strong and solid faith life. And it's very important to me, just as sucking a whole lot of cock and eating a lot of pussy is important to me. So please get that off my chest. Thanks, guys.